Blackstone Audio presents The Pecan Man by Cassie Dandridge Selleck. This book is read by Suzanne Torren. For Nicholas, Lighter of Candles and Finder of Lost Things. Chapter 1. In the summer of 1976, the year of our bicentennial, preparations for the 4th of July were in full force. Flags hung from the eaves of every house along this stretch of Main Street. The neighborhood women were even busier than usual. I watched them come and go from a rocking chair on my own front porch. Every now and then a slight breeze moved the heavy, humid air, and if there was no traffic going by, I could hear the flags rustling along the row. I sat with a piece of cardboard in one hand and a glass of sweet tea in the other. The ice always melted before I emptied the glass. I used the cardboard to augment the gentle blowing of the ceiling fan, which I was sure put out more heat than cool with its low purring motor constantly going. I kept it on, though. I liked the sound. Back then, the streets of our small Florida town were not unlike the streets of Andy Taylor's Mayberry or Atticus Finch's Macomb. We even have a similar name, Mayville. I always like to say, that May sure got around now, didn't she? There's no one here to laugh at my jokes anymore. I used to have a maid who came every day. Blanche was black as pitch.